Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution, revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, peace, justice, freedom, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I am greatly honored and thrilled that we are joined by Terry Chrisman. Terry Chrisman is amazing. She is a board-certified nutritionist with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, a renowned speaker, podcaster, and author of Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well. She is the founder of the Fabulous Health Show podcast and fabuloushealth.net. And Terry is joining us from Texas. Thank you, Terry, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Marlene. It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for all you do and for writing this very important book. So first, I would like to hear how you became a vegan.
Well, it's a very long story, and I'll try and make it as quick as possible. And I really wish that people in the future don't take this long to become vegan. I became vegetarian when I was 18. I think that was 1985. And I brought my kids up vegetarian, and I thought that I was doing the best for the animals, and I thought that I was doing the best for the planet, and I thought I was doing the best for my health. And so that's what I did. And it wasn't until about 2013, 2014, after a lot of persuasion by a friend of mine who'd been vegan for a long time, that I finally decided to go vegan. And it was because she showed me the truth. I didn't actually realize that eating dairy and eggs was detrimental to the animals at all. I thought that the cows were roaming around in the pastures, frolicking around and smelling buttercups and then coming in to get milked, and everybody was happy. And that was a lie that I was fed for, 25, 30 years. And she also, my friend who was vegan, also showed me some science about the human body and how that animal products such as dairy and eggs affect the human body. And I went vegan overnight on the 31st of October, 2015. So 1st of November is my vegan anniversary. And I believe, isn't that World Vegan Day or something? The 1st of November, something like that. And so I'll be 10 years vegan on the 1st of November.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, and I tell people, don't wait 30 years. Read the science, learn the truth, and do it as soon as you possibly can. Because, and I know you speak to a lot of people who are vegan, Marlene, and they all say, my only regret is I wish I did it sooner.
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm looking forward to discussing the many topics in your book, both health and recipes. First, I would like to start out hearing about your personal inspiration and motivation and empathy and compassion with your dad.
Yeah, so my dad was struggling with his health, and I didn't know it at the time because I was a kid. And he suffered a massive heart attack that killed him when he was 51. And it wasn't till a lot later that we actually realized that he died of a heart attack. He was actually killed in a plane crash. He was flying the plane. I didn't put this in the book, but he was flying the plane and he had a heart attack and then the plane crashed. And it wasn't till after months and months of investigation and coroner's reports and things that the coroner said, hey, look, it wasn't his fault. He was dead before the plane hit the ground. And then it was like, well, hang on a minute. He didn't have heart disease. He wasn't sick. What's going on? And the problem was that this was in the early 90s. So what brought him to that point was the 70s and the 80s. And doctors at that time had either no clue that lifestyle had anything to do with heart disease, or they denied that lifestyle had anything to do with heart disease. And certainly there is a genetic component if you're more genetically susceptible and you carry on an unhealthy lifestyle, then you're more likely to get atherosclerosis and heart disease. But at the time, they just didn't even think that lifestyle had anything to do with it. And it took me a long time through my life to realize, well, this is what I really want to do with my life. I couldn't save my dad, and I really want to save other people from the same fate. Because now we do know, now the science is clear. There's been 30 years of evidence showing that animal products, meat and dairy, ultra-processed foods, maybe in the last few years, ultra-processed foods have come into the equation. But these kind of lifestyle choices that we make play an enormous part in our propensity to get all manner of lifestyle diseases. And I've had tests, and I am absolutely genetically susceptible to getting heart disease as well, but I do everything I can not to do that. So losing my dad was very, very difficult for me. I don't want anybody else to go through that pain. So I wrote the book because I want to help as many people as possible not go through the hell that I went through. And I know that sounds selfish, right? Because I didn't die of a heart attack. My dad did. And I don't want anybody else to lose their parent, and I don't want anybody else to lose themselves.
Thank you, Terry. Terry, can you tell me a little bit about self-publishing your book, Fabulous Health?
Yes, certainly. So I knew that I had a really important message, and I knew that I wanted people to get the book and be helped by the book. And I didn't want to have to wait for somebody else to basically approve me. And it's just like, I used to work in the music industry about 35 years ago, and I would work with these young bands, and they all made like unbelievably fantastic music. I'm biased, obviously, because I liked them. But a lot of people back then just couldn't get heard because they had to jump through so many hoops to get an agent. Then they had to get, you know, an A&R rep to like their songs, and then they had to get signed, and then, you know, it's like this big machine, and it used to break my heart that these musicians were making this fantastic music, but never getting heard outside, you know, a little tiny club where 300 people could attend or something. And so it was the same with my book. I didn't want to have to jump through hoops to be endorsed by somebody, because I know that my message is really, really important. So I just did it myself.
Powerful, power woman. And I'm also happy to hear that you are a board-certified nutritionist with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, I was living in I'm living in the States now. You can tell that I'm an Australian and I've got that strange accent. And I didn't want to go. I already had a master's in nutrition. I already had a undergrad in sport science. And in order to become a dietitian in this country, they wanted me to go back to undergrad school again. And I was like, you know, I was in my 50s. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not going back to undergrad just so that I can claim to be a dietitian. So instead, I thought, you know what, where my heart is and where the science is, it's in lifestyle medicine. And they're not going to teach me that at university because, hey, I just came from university in Australia and they didn't teach me lifestyle medicine there either. So I decided to get qualified with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. And what they do is they have a postdoctorate degree or a post-master's degree, depending on, oh, it's not a degree, it's a qualification, let's say. And you study with them at your own pace. It's an online thing, and you learn the six pillars of a healthy lifestyle so that you can prescribe to your patients and clients lifestyle modifications to help them prevent or reverse chronic conditions like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, let me think of all the other things, but all the things that the average person gets when they get older because of their lifestyle. And they've actually got a conference happening in November, which I'm really excited to go to. I haven't been to their conference yet. And I heard you speak to Dr. Barnard about the International Conference of Nutrition and Medicine a few episodes ago. And I've been to that conference. It's fantastic. And I just expect that this ACLM conference is going to be exactly the same. A whole bunch of medical professionals and allied health professionals all learning the latest science so that we can help people with their chronic conditions, and we can help people not you know, not suffer that fate that my dad suffered. And I'm eternally grateful to the American College of Lifestyle Medicine for existing, because I think they will change the face of medicine in America and around the world. I know that they're working with universities to get some courses inside medical training in this country. I don't know when, if and when that's going to happen. So excuse me, I hope I'm not talking out of line, but that's the aim, right? So that when any medical student goes to university, they don't just learn how to prescribe a drug to cover up a symptom. They learn how to prevent and reverse the diseases that their patients are coming. So, I think the ACLM is awesome.
Yes, yes, wonderful. Thank you. And that's what's so great about your book, too, that you cover health in all the specifics, as you just described, as well as recipes. So I would love to hear if you could choose one recipe to share with our listeners.
Oh, my favorite recipe would have to be the cheese sauce, because a lot of people say that cheese is the hardest thing that they can give up. And it's because, and you probably know this from talking to Dr. Barnard, but cheese has this chemical in it called casomorphin, which is a cousin of morphine. And it basically, what it does is it attaches itself to the pleasure receptors in your brain, just like morphine does. And so it makes it addictive. And that's why people can't give up cheese. So there's a lot of cheesy recipes on the internet, but mine's really, really basic. It's an onion, a potato, a carrot, and you just chop them roughly and put them in a couple of cups of vegetable stock with some garlic in a pot and cook them till they're soft. And then you just throw them in a blender with some nutritional yeast and some mustard and a little bit of miso. And I like a little bit of chili too. I like everything with a little bit of a kick. And then just blend it up, and you can put that on your nachos, you can put it on your tacos, you can put it on your baked potatoes, you can put it all over your broccoli. It's so versatile. You can use it in any kind of pasta. You could just mix it with macaroni and call it macaroni cheese. How else do I use it? Well, I just usually, Marlene, it's on my taco. I have tacos every day for lunch. And it's on my taco, but I think it's a really versatile sauce. It's really good. I think I heard Dr. Esselstyn say that any vegetable tastes great if you put a nice sauce on it.
We're listening to Terry Chrisman, author of Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well. You tune in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Terry Chrisman. This is the beautiful music of Carbon Works, which is Dr. Neil Barnard's band.
There's a time in early hours when we're all just shades of gray, walking alone.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Terry Chrisman, author of Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well. And speaking of that, I find that many people have a resistance to adopting a vegan diet and becoming a vegan because of their, I'll say, misunderstanding or fear of the myths about nutrition and that. So that's stopping them. So could you please explain the protein myth and the calcium myth?
Absolutely. So there, I don't even know why these myths myths are still around, but I guess it's because the livestock industry wants them to be around and they want to keep making their money. But plants have protein. In fact, all edible plants have protein, and they all have all the essential amino acids and the non-essential amino acids that the human body needs. And it doesn't mean that an apple is protein rich. It means it has some of those amino acids, not a lot of them. Apples don't have a lot of protein, but if you eat a varied plant-based diet, you're going to get adequate and abundant protein for your human body to live optimally, to thrive, to grow muscles, to be able to run and jump and do all those fantastic things that a human body wants to do, and also make hormones and repair tissues. And some plants have tons of protein, so they're really protein rich. So I'm talking about things like tofu and tempeh and seitan, which is pretty much all protein. It's the wheat protein, the gluten that is made, and all the starch is taken away from the wheat and it just leaves like a pure protein. And things like whole grains and legumes, even nuts and seeds have got about 25% protein. They're pretty high in fat too, but there's a lot of protein in plants, and you don't really even have to look for it. As long as you're eating a wide variety of foods, you're going to get all the protein you need. And certainly, look, I used to bodybuild when I was younger. If I was bodybuilding, I might want to log what I'm eating to measure things for a while and find out exactly how much I'm getting. But the average person doesn't even need to do that. They don't need to log what they're eating. They just need to be aware that they need to get the protein into their body through the high protein sources like your legumes, your nuts and seeds, your whole grains, and even veggies. Broccoli's got tons of protein. It's low in calories, but per calorie, it's got tons of protein.
Thank you, Terry. And I'm happy to hear that you did bodybuilding when you were younger. And I'm also happy to hear about you skiing at your home in Lake Tahoe. So there, it shows your body is strong with 100% plant-sourced protein and calcium. So let's hear a little bit about your skiing adventure in Lake Tahoe.
Oh, I love Lake Tahoe. My husband and I, we were living in Hong Kong at the time, about 15 years ago. And we wanted to ski in America, but we didn't want to travel forever because a lot of the mountain ranges in the States are in the middle of nowhere, like in Denver, Colorado and whatnot. And flying in from Hong Kong or Australia, because we also lived in Australia, we kind of moved around a bit. Getting to Lake Tahoe is really simple. You fly into San Francisco or you fly into LA, and then it's a quick puddle jump basically to the mountains in Lake Tahoe. And we went for a holiday and we just kept going back and back and back. And eventually I said to my husband, you know, this is ridiculous. We're spending all this money on hotels and things. Why don't we just buy a little condo there and we can ski whenever we want. So that's what we did. And we've been skiing at Lake Tahoe since 2009. And yeah, you know what? Getting plant-based food on the mountain is difficult. But lucky for me, our condo is on the mountain, so I can ski down and it's 2 minutes away from my house. I can make myself a healthy plant-based lunch and then get back on the mountain again and ski for the rest of the day. So, yeah, no shortage of energy at all.
Now let's hear about the calcium myth.
So same with calcium. So calcium, people think it comes from cows, from cow's milk, excuse me. And look, it does, but the calcium that's in cow's milk is very acidic and it's not actually very good for the human body. And the calcium that's in plant-based sources for leafy greens and almonds and sesame seeds and things like this, it's really much more bioavailable and it doesn't do the harm that the dairy products do. Because remember, the calcium that's in the milk also comes with animal stress hormones and it comes with medication. And it comes with pus, and it comes with all sorts of nasty things that promote cancer. And I would much rather just take my calcium from a plant, particularly an organic plant. I would like to buy organic plants, and I I suggest that people do if they can afford them, or maybe they can grow some greens themselves. I'd much rather take my calcium from a plant that's not going to give me all those nasties.
Thank you, Terry. What takeaway would you like people listening today to get from reading your book, Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well?
I think just trust the title. It's not going to be as hard as you think it is. That all you have to do is think about, where am I now? Where do I want to go? And what's my next step? And that book will help you with the next step. The next choice I make, how can I make that healthy? Whether that means going for a walk, whether that means calling a friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time, because, you know, connection to others is very intrinsically linked to longevity and health and happiness. So the book breaks down all the things that you can do to become healthier. And plant-based nutrition is one of the things. It's the main thing as far as I'm concerned, because we eat three times a day at the very least, and your body will change and your health will change exponentially if you change your diet.
Beautiful. Thank you, Terry. And what additional advice can you leave with our listeners about those who are very much interested in becoming a vegan and also following a vegan diet? In relation to what's happening currently, and I know it's worldwide too, not just in the United States, of the push against veganism.
Marlene, I don't understand why there's this push against veganism. The thing is, as you said in your introduction, and it's so true, it's not just the health of the individual, it's the health of the animals, alleviating the suffering of billions of animals every year, and it's also the health of the planet. The planet is only so big, and it only has so many resources, and we are raping and pillaging them. We cannot continue to rape the environment by felling forests for feed for animals, and we can't continue to grow crops for animals instead of crops for people. And our children and their children are not going to have a planet to live on if we don't stop doing that. So if you care about your kids, if you care about the environment, if you care about animals and your own health, veganism is completely the way to go, because it solves all the problems. And I don't think there's anything else that can solve all the problems.
Thank you, Terry. And can you please give us a little bit more information about fabulous health.com? .net.
Well, thanks, Marlene. So fabuloushealth.net is my website. It has all the information about myself, the programs that I offer. There's some free stuff on there if you want to get some free resources. There's videos, the podcast is there. So I've put everything in the one spot so that people don't have to remember lots of links. And I'd love you to join me at fabuloushealth.net and be part of my community. And I'd love to get to know you all.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Marlene.
For our listeners, I'd like to include this extra little clip of my interview with Terry. And I'm sharing this in relation to recording interviews. So in January 2015 was my first Vegan Nation broadcast, an interview, and my interview was with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. And my very first interview, we did the interview, and then after it, I realized I had forgot to press the record button, and I had to call him back, and we had to do the whole interview over again. And so here was a little synchronicity of Terry's experience back in the 80s.
I used to work with bands. I used to be a music journalist. I used to be on the radio, and I remember once I did this interview with this guy from Depeche Mode. Have you heard of Depeche Mode? They're an English band from the 1980s. And I did this whole interview with him back in the, I don't know how old you are, but I had to get a telephone and take the telephone apart and clip wires to the telephone wire and attach them to my cassette tape so that I could record this this interview over the phone from England. I did the whole interview and then realized the tape didn't record anything. And I had to call this guy back and say, oh, and like, he's a rock star, right? And I called him back at home and said, oh, I'm really sorry. I was like 18 years old. I screwed this up and I didn't record it. So I asked him the same questions because I'd written them all down, and he was hilarious because he gave me stupid answers the second time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear your story about TV.
Yeah?
Yes, with Dallas and then Austin and then et cetera. Can you just share that quickly?
Yeah, all right. All right, I will.
Yay. Again, for our listeners, I'd like to share this. And this is in relation to Terry's book that she published June 2025, Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well.
And I had this awesome idea that I wanted to get on television because they have such huge audiences. And so what I did was I did something that most people would never do because it's the 21st century. I actually wrote a handwritten card to the television presenter in the Reno morning show. And I drove down to the station with a book and the card, and I personally delivered it to her and said, hey, I'd love to be on your show. And she said, yes. So I get on the morning show. So that was awesome. And I thought, oh, this worked. So I did the same in Dallas and they said yes, and I got on the TV in Dallas. And I did the same in Austin and they said yes, and I did the same in Houston and they said yes, and everything was going really well. And then I tried it in New York. and you can just imagine what happened there. I shall leave it at that. Yeah, and I tell people, read the science, learn the truth, and do it as soon as you possibly can, because, and I know you speak to a lot of people who are vegan, Marlene, and they all say, my only regret is I wish I did it sooner.
Greatly appreciate your work all around, with your work as a board-certified nutritionist with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and the author of Fabulous Health, A Simple Plan to Get Well and Stay Well. Congratulations, Terry, and thank you.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Let's go out with more of Carbon Works. This is Louder Than Words. Much thanks to Dr. Neil Barnard for this beautiful music and his band, Carbon Works. And much thanks to Terry Chrisman for joining us on Vegan Nation. And to all our listeners, thank you very, very much. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Molly Nara, host of Vegan Nation, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day.